This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao Ik with Kelly Anissa and Shamila Gunnison in the studio. And as usual, we have two stories for you today.
Yes, in our first story, are our beauty standards homogenized? While the West appears to be embracing diverse beauty ideals, we look at why women in Southeast Asia, or Malaysia in particular, are still tied down with Western beauty standards.
And following that, would you cycle around our cities, whether it's to school, to work, or just for fun? We look at a recent newspaper poll where Malaysians say it's too hot and unsafe to cycle here.
Mm. And on that note, we're asking you on Twitter, what would it take for you to stop using cars to get around the city? Your options are improved public transport, safer walking or bike lanes, protection from the heat, or I still prefer cars. So to join the conversation, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Meanwhile, here's In Excess with Beautiful Girl.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was In Excess with Beautiful Girl. And in our first story, we are asking, what's beauty?
So, yes, while the West appears to be embracing all these different beauty standards, an article from the South China Morning Post look at why women in Southeast Asia are still tied down with old Western beauty ideals as well. You know, so tell us if you think Malaysia, our beauty standards mirror those of the Western ideals of what it means to be attractive, you know, and you can also tell us what beauty means to you from a Malaysian context.
Yeah, so WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio with your thoughts.
Yeah, so, if you go on Instagram under the hashtag MUA Malaysia, MUA actually stands for makeup artist.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
You will see various pictures of brides and models wearing that, quote, Instagram face. And the Instagram face is, as the article puts it, individuals with doll-like features, heavy contours and highlights.
Yes.
And in the Instagram world, that is how you create the flawless selfie-ready look.
Mm-hmm.
So the article also points out that these looks are popularized by beauty influencers such as Nikki and celebrities such as Kim Kardashian West. However, for the average woman, this look demands more than just the right products or techniques.
I think even for Kim Kardashian, it demands more than
an army of people, more likely.
Yes, true. And some of them probably involving cosmetic surgeries. Anyway, these makeup techniques involve somewhat disguising one's natural features to create that sharp 3D angle look, something more typically associated with Caucasians rather than with our facial features, And YouTube stars and Instagram gurus regularly post videos on how to contour away so-called flat Asian noses or to carve their monolids into anime-like peepers.
Yeah.
It's, you hear about this weird ideal of you must have double eyelids. I never understood that.
In school, I had friends who used to tape their eyelids.
Yes,
multiple beauty products exist to do that, to tape eyelids, to create the eyelid.
Yeah, there's a method of sort of stitching it or something that, right? Yeah. So as mentioned earlier, despite the breakthrough of diverse beauty in the West, over here in Southeast Asia, we are still, being dominated by the Western-centric ideal of beauty. And thanks to social media, their reach is wider than ever. I mean, if you think about it, around 90% of Southeast Asians are smartphone users and 61% are on social media, being constantly exposed to these kinds of images.
Mm. And I think often also something like Instagram really does become the place where a lot of young people go to see what is in trend and to get ideas as well.
Yeah.
So I hope I'm saying this right, Dia Ariani Arimbi, who teaches cultural and gender studies in the Air Langga University in Surabaya, Indonesia, said that this is actually really due to the homogenization of beauty.
Yeah.
So she states that this can be quite dangerous to some because it's gradually killing what she calls different kinds of beauty or alternative beauties, which I find that quite interesting, that there are different ideas of what being beautiful can mean.
Exactly.
And Dia also added that to fit in, Asian girls will follow these tutorials to hide their quote-unquote Asian nose, and that this creates power relations between those who have these features and those who don't.
Yeah, the politics of beauty almost, right? Yeah. And she added that this brings us back to a new kind of colonization, you know, where you know, to look like the West is powerful because the West holds the power of defining what these standards are. And over here in Malaysia, we are no stranger to, you know, revering these kinds of beauty ideals as well. So in that South China Morning Post article, they pointed out that if you just take a quick scan of this Sephora store in Kuala Lumpur, there's only one brand that uses local models to promote their products.
And I mean, to extend that further, even when the models are local, a lot of times they tend to still fit into that ideal of what the Western beauty standard is.
Yeah, the pan-Asian kind of look, right?
I mean, so to understand this better from a Malaysian context, we have Katharia on the line. Katharia is the owner of the Instagram account Dreamers Rehab, where she photographs and features models who go against the typical idea of beauty. So, Katharia, as someone who photographs with the purpose of making people feel empowered, what were your initial thoughts reading this?
I don't exactly have a lot of thoughts about it. I just acknowledge the fact that, you know, this is the reality, that this is the ongoing trend that resonates with people and people like it, so people go for it, you know. This current trend is being marketed to people and people are buying it. When marketing is done right, you can sell anything. Plus, the fact that the Western ideal has always been the universal standard of beauty. So with that kind of global reach, I don't think it makes it any easier for people who aren't white or basically Southeast Asians to feel like they are worthy of, to feel like their looks are of those standards.
But the beauty industry does appear to be more diverse today. For example, we have brands like Fenty, which was started by Rihanna, that caters to different skin tones. So why do you think Malaysia has, you know, remained somewhat stagnant when it comes to these evolving beauty standards, or when it comes to appreciating our own beauty types or features?
To be fair, we've been under different types of Western colonization for over 400 years, and we've only gotten our independence a little over 60 years ago. So to unlearn everything that we've been, you know, brought up to think and see, you know, how things are, I think that's going to take us a little bit more time. While the beauty industry might seem more diverse today, but honestly, right now, it is still, I believe it's still at its infancy stage. So I would say that diversity is still a minority in terms of the beauty industry. And also, as pessimistic as this might sound, I feel like some people think that the whole diversity thing is just a trend. That is something that a lot of Malaysians would see as a desirable goal in terms of beauty. Fair skin, blue eyes are commonly traits that white people have, and because white people are the standard, so I think that's plus, like, we have so much beauty products that gives us easy access to these things. Skin whitening is a huge industry here in Malaysia.
So what do you think is behind this homogenization of beauty standards?
I want to say the beauty industry itself, capitalism. I think there needs to be I guess the word would be normalization of our features. Because, like, we're so used to seeing Caucasian features on TV, on billboards, in fashion magazines, even on Instagram now, that, you know, it's kind of like brainwashed us to think that this is the standard, this is the ideal, this is perfection, you know? And when we see anything else outside of the norm, we reject it. you know, automatically it's not beautiful anymore, you know.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us, Katharia. You can visit her Instagram page. Her handle is at Dreamers Rehab if you'd like to check that out.
Yeah, she's got some really interesting photography of just, you know, all of the beauty norms that we're not used to seeing.
I think.
Larger people, people with darker skin, and also just celebrating all kinds of bodies. I really enjoy her Instagram page.
I mean, she's probably still a minority in that sense, though. Our fascination with Western beauty standards can be seen really most of all in our local celebrities, I think. So they model that same Instagram look that the article talks about, the light-coloured contact lenses, you know, brown, grey, and sometimes even blue contact lenses, milk-white skin, doll-like eyelashes, you know, that all fit into the same mould.
Yeah, and we can see these beauty standards being applied really all around us, you know, in our films, in our ads, in our skincare products. So not just in the way that we ourselves make ourselves up. And this can be seen when we shop for clothing online, right? Even when you buy a baju kurung, for example, they're typically modeled by Caucasian or Caucasian-looking models. And then these are clearly local brands. And if they're not Caucasian, they tend to be Pan-Asian, like I said, or, you know, locals who happen to fit that mold.
So you have those sort of campaigns where they talk, local campaigns where they have like this diverse group of women, for example, you know, whether it's Malays or Chinese or Indians. But when you look at the Malays and the Indian models, they are very fair Indian models. They're very fair Malay models. They don't represent other, there's not enough representation for other groups that fall under that category as well. And yeah, I mean, when growing up, I don't really, I was trying to think about films, local films where I remember seeing women who are, sorry, leading ladies in film who were maybe darker skinned or more tan, but no, they always look the same.
And I think when they were, you know, whether it's skin color, with anything that's outside of that standard, they're usually not a leading lady, or it tends to be like, oh, she was not so good looking at first, and then there was a transformation, you know. And it's just not a positive depiction of that way of looking.
Yeah.
I mean, unless I think you go really way back to the P. Ramlee Saloma times, and perhaps that was before we were, our beauty ideals were colonized in that sense. I do think perhaps if there's anyone I can think of, it would be Saloma.
Yeah. I wonder also, because that's an interesting observation, how much also the overarching sort of reach that pop culture from the West has on us. It's only increased over time. And now with social media, it's so immediate as well. And yes, we become so conditioned to seeing that as the standard to aspire to.
And I don't want to just limit it to the Western influence, because if you look at the Korean and Japanese products that that are coming in, all of them target fairness as the standard. I mean, if you get any fairer than that, you might just disappear completely. And that's another very unrealistic ideal.
It's the same from Bollywood as well. You know, I remember in the 70s and 80s, leading ladies used to be, especially in the South Indian movies, they used to look South Indian, which means they are more brown. But as time has gone by, the trend has definitely shifted towards casting more and more fair actresses, and actresses who, to the point where they even have an actress who is actually a Caucasian woman whom they cast as an Indian Indian person.
Amy Jackson.
Amy Jackson, So it's really shifted to, and none of the women look like typical women. They all look like runway models who just happen to be living quote-unquote regular lives.
Yeah.
So it's something that's happening, I think, across the board.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, as you said, Kelly, earlier, in the US, for example, you do see sort of like that liberalization of more diverse kind of beauty images, but we seem to be going backwards in that sense.
Yeah. I remember growing up with all those skincare products. where they are targeted towards making you look fairer and just whitening your skin. And I had friends in school, I think in primary school, who you could tell were wearing those products.
Yes, you could see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very common. Like if I know so many friends who, when they want to get a makeup artist for their weddings, the first thing that the makeup artist will promote themselves as doing is, hey, but I can make you look fairer for your photos. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's really entrenched. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think people like Katharia and other sort of influencers who try and consciously break that mold, mm-hmm, to the point of putting themselves on the line, because they get trolled and they get a lot of abuse online for not looking that typical way, but they still do it. I do commend them for it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's so important, or at least I think we should be emphasizing, or at least paying more attention to what it means to be beautiful and Malaysian, to our own beauty
that
standards.
That idea of different beauties, right?
Yeah, it's a different type of beauty, and I think we should appreciate that more and not look to someone else's idea of what it means to be pretty. Because, I mean, most of the time, we don't even have those features, and yet we worship them.
Yeah. If you have any thoughts on what you think beauty should mean to us, you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. At the same time, we're also asking you on Twitter,
What would it take for you to stop using cars to get around the city? Your options are improved public transport, safer walking and bike lanes, protection from heat, or I still prefer cars. So you can join the conversation by tweeting us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
And the reason we're talking about that will become clearer when we get to our second story later. But first, here's Something Beautiful by Trombone Shorty featuring Lenny Kravitz on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.